Yet it seems almost incredible that any ideology could lead to well-coordinated deception on such a huge scale. Whenever the word communism is mentioned, most people think of a philosophy, a political theory, an economic system, or perhaps a political party. But communism is none of these. Before we can understand the communist role in strategic deception and terrorist warfare, we must answer one critical question. What is communism? Karl Marx and V.I. Lenin are widely known as the founders of communism. However, not everyone who professes the ideology of Marx and Lenin is a true communist. Lenin himself defined communism as an international organization, akin to the mafia, whose members would constitute an elite corps of professional revolutionaries. As he described it in 1902, quote, "In form, such a strong revolutionary organization in an autocratic country may also be described as a conspiratorial organization. Such an organization must have the utmost secrecy," unquote. Shortly after seizing control of Russia in 1917, Lenin revealed the secret of communist success in a booklet, declaring that, quote, "The Bolsheviks could not have maintained themselves in power unless the strictest, truly iron discipline prevailed in our party," unquote. Naive believers in Marxist ideology are constantly purged from the party, for the organization can rely only on those people blindly willing to obey orders. Communism explicitly disavows all moral rules, and its members must constantly shift tactics, sometimes even carry out seemingly anti-Marxist actions, as its leadership adapts the revolution to changing circumstances. Thus, communists possess the fanatic discipline needed to carry out deception on a scale beyond the imagination of most outsiders, including staging their own alleged collapse. The ultimate goal has been stated openly by every major communist leader since Karl Marx: a world government dominated by the communists. Lenin described how, to overthrow existing governments, the communists organize parallel revolutions in each country. Most of the communist party structure must operate underground, invisible to the larger population, while it uses both legal and illegal methods, including deception, and in Lenin's own words, terrorism. Its secret members, operating under strict orders, infiltrate the highest levels of the target government and its military, as well as the labor unions and other popular movements, the communications media, and even the anti-communist opposition itself. From these positions, the communists can orchestrate an apparently spontaneous, violent revolution, while paralyzing the efforts of the target government to respond effectively. The confused population, unaware of the well-organized forces behind the crisis, negotiates a series of compromises leading to further instability and finally to the victory of communism. As growing numbers of nations fall to the revolution, it becomes possible to reunite them under a communist world regime. This is being carried out in a two-stage process. The transition step to this new world social order, as American communist William Z. Foster called it, involves merging the newly captive nations into regional governments. The communists have explicitly worked toward creating a united Europe, a united American hemisphere, a pan-African regional entity, and, for the Middle East, a pan-Arab regime. Marxism-Leninism, then, is not an ideology, but a strategy for achieving world revolution. Communists are the disciplined members of an international organization that uses Marxist-Leninist techniques, and terrorism is a key ingredient in the success of such revolution. To see how the entire strategy works, we now turn to an overview of communist revolutions in action.